Okay, it is Monday Money Minute Time with Patriot Asset Advisors. Alan Stocker is here. We're talking about one of my favorite artists of all time, Sammy Hagar.
Yeah. Hey, Mike, well, that election thing is over, thankfully.
I wanted to have more ads to watch and listen to, didn't you?
Yeah, that was excruciating. Anyway, the Trumpster jumping up into that trash truck there caused me to think back to a story I'd read about Sammy Hagar.
Okay.
Sammy had a rough beginning to life, and the family moved around a good bit. In fact, They owned 9 homes in the Fontana area before Sammy was 10.
She was.
And mom left his father, who was rather abusive. Sammy worked odd jobs to scrape up a few bucks, bought a $40 guitar from Sears, joined several different bands during a teenager, later married and moved off to San Francisco and lived with a couple of bandmates.
You can crash in my floor, man. It's no problem, man.
But the scene in the early 70s, as you might well expect, involved a little bit of a drug problem.
So. Really?
Yeah. So
oh, wow.
His bandmates ended up being arrested, and Sammy was broke.
Oh, no.
Had to move to New York with his bride.
Okay.
And ended up driving a dump truck for his father-in-law.
Okay.
Yeah. So that brings it back to the Trumpster there.
Yeah.
In 1970, he returned to the Fontana area with wife and baby in tow.
Right.
He went on welfare for a short period of time while he worked on his music career.
Right.
And then things get really weird.
Yeah.
He was having a dream one evening and had a vision of a spaceship with two creatures on board. And they were having a discussion, and they were connected to him via some sort of wireless connection.
Okay.
So we'll leave that as a cliffhanger and bring you the rest of the story next week.
Can't wait. All right. Thank you, sir.